I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Peter Martin is a jazz pianist. Aaron Bodie of the Aaron Bodie Group and Brian Owens are both vocalists. We know them very well. And the three join forces next Wednesday at the Sheldon for a benefit concert for Kids Rock Cancer, which is Maryville University's music therapy program. Hello, all.
Hi.
Hi. Hey.
So we're going to put on a show?
We're putting on a show. It's like Babes in Arms.
Yes.
I don't know. I feel the sense of community when you guys are all together because you... I'm positive you all have worked together many times before, haven't you, in one way or another?
Yeah, we have.
We have. These are two of my, I'm the piano player, by the way. These are two of my favorite vocalists in the world. So.
Thanks, Peter.
It's always a lot of fun to work with them.
And I guess it was last fall. I can't think of the date off the top of my head. Brian and Aaron, you were both here. We did our first live broadcast downstairs in the community room here at Umsla Grand Center. You both were kind enough to join us that evening.
That was so much fun.
Wasn't that great?
Yeah, you have such a great space there.
And then,
really,
Peter, your second home is right behind us at the Sheldon, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. I have a little cot bed that I pull out when everyone leaves the concert, and I sleep under the piano.
How
there.
Romantic.
It's really
great.
It gets a little cold in winter, but it's all good.
Well, so how did this happen? How did the three of you end up together on, you know, working for this cause?
Well, I became affiliated with Kids Rock Cancer, I guess, initially, through a relationship with Tom Eschen, because he came from UMSL.
From UMSL, yeah.
And he reached out to me about the potential of doing something, and I already knew Dr. Briggs. So after a lot of discussion, it just made sense that we would do a concert for Kids Rock Cancer, since they're using music to basically encourage these kids and help them to deal with, you know, the things that they're going through with the different diseases. So having Aaron and Peter were kind of a no-brainer. The thing with us is just scheduling. So it's amazing that we were able to actually find a date where we were all in town and free and open and available to do it. So I'm looking forward to it.
Right. In fact, we talked to your husband, Sid, recently. He's a member of another group, the 452s?
442s.
Sorry about that.
We tuned to 442, not 452.
The 442s.
Getting sharp.
Anyway, they were here, too.
Yes.
You talk about music therapy. What can you tell me about that? How does music soothe the soul and help somebody that's suffering from physical ailments?
I mean, there's so many different research projects that are being done now. I mean, but it's basically telling us what we've already known for thousands of years. I mean, even in the Bible, when you see verses where David would play for King Saul to soothe his mind, I think music has a way of entering into us and addressing parts of our psyche and our humanity that nothing else can do. So whether it's jazz piano, or whether it's soul music, or whether it's, you know, Americana, pop, I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, music has a way of touching us in ways that really nothing else can. And I think that's what we're finding with Kids Rock Cancer and their music therapy program. We're finding that with the symphony and all the work that they're doing with the Siteman Cancer Center and plan for patients over there. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any thoughts?
Well, it's we got a chance to rehearse a little bit, Aaron and Brian and myself, the other day, and I was kind of having a weird morning, a lot of stuff going on, and I have a new studio with my piano and stuff, and they walked in, and as soon as we started making music, which was just me playing some simple chords and these guys with some amazing vocals. I mean, that's really musical therapy for us as well. For me, you know, anytime you you get real pros that have the voice, it's I don't even think you need a scientific study to show what that can do, for me at least. So I'm really looking forward to this.
Just our little rehearsal session was a little bit like therapy. We had a nice discussion about the three careers that we all have and why we do what we do.
I'll recap that for me.
Well, I think one of the things that I came away with was that, you know, music is something that really is such a huge part of our own lives. And the relationship we have with the people that come and listen to us is one of the most important relationships that we have. And my personal thoughts and goals and being a musician are to help people to feel the way that I feel when I listen to music, which is always, you know, warm and comforted and at home. And if I can give that to people just as audience members, that's just a wonderful thing. But people, especially who are really needing to feel comfort and needing to feel at home, this is music is the best.
What's the expression? Sue's the savage beast? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not that that's any reflection on you.
We're all a savage beast in some way, right?
You're probably right.
It's actually worked out good because I had a therapy session with my therapist scheduled right after rehearsal, and I just canceled it.
See?
I didn't even have to go, you know?
Therapist, you can tell that story.
Therapist or Aaron Bodie? Therapist Aaron
that's
Bodie.
That's right, right.
Hey, let's share some of your work, and we'll talk about this more in a minute, but you're each going to be performing individually, and then I think you're going to all be on stage together a couple of times, right?
Yeah, we'll do a couple group songs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Aaron, could we hear something from you and the Aaron Bodie group?
Okay.
Did you pick something out?
I did. I think I chose track number 2, which is Chasing After You.
Off the avenue, and if I had the mind, I'd probably find one too. If I had the money, I would follow suit. I'd move across the town and make up a good excuse. I wouldn't be here pacing, I'd be chasing after you. Walking to the park, 'cause I know you're there. The sky is getting dark when you suddenly appear. You say that you've been trying for weeks to make a move, and I can't help but smile that you never knew. It's just a nice surprise, 'cause I've been chasing after you.
And that's the Aaron Bodie group. Aaron Bodie, Peter Martin, and Brian Owens are here. And Brian, what were you doing there in the beginning of that song? Started getting into it.
I don't know. It was a reaction to the music.
He was getting all spiritual.
Yeah.
Is that what I was?
Up in here.
You know, I was vibing.
Yeah.
Therapy.
What album was that from, Aaron?
It's our CD called The Little Garden.
And what's the group up to these days? What you got going?
We are playing a lot with string players, which has been really fun. So if you come out and see us live in St. Louis, we usually have a cellist with us.
You were in Alton a couple of years ago down at the Jacoby, and you brought a string, one part of your group, but you brought a
cellist, yeah.
A cellist,
Valentina,
right,
yeah. Yeah, we're really enjoying this. So we're trying to get together all the necessary things to record a good CD of our arrangements with strings.
Brian, let's move to you.
Yes, Brian.
Yes.
Last time we talked,
yes.
Didn't you have a new album out?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which would last fall, I guess? Or?
Yeah. Moods and Messages.
Right.
Yeah.
How's that been going?
It's doing good. I mean, did a video for the second single a couple months ago, and like Ebony's did a story on it, so it's doing good.
I want to ask you. Oh, Ebony did, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, someone told me the other day that you were somewhere and that you were recording a video, I think, working with your dad, and I didn't know if that was for this show or what that was all about.
Yeah, my dad and I actually are recording the song, we've already recorded the song, A Change Is Gonna Come, and the download is gonna be available actually this coming Wednesday, and all the proceeds are gonna go to Kids Rock Cancer. So we did a video of us actually recording the song, and it's pretty cool.
Well, I don't know your dad. He's a musician, obviously.
Oh, he'll sing me under a table.
No kidding.
Wow. Easily.
Well, let's see what you can do. What would you like to share with us?
Actually, I'm going to share with you the song, Change Is Gonna Come, with my dad.
Mm-hmm. Preview.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Like the river I've been running, running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
it's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time in coming, but I know.
All right, Brian Owens sounded good.
Oh, thanks.
I like
man.
The keyboard, the organ, whatever that is.
Yeah, yeah. Darren Jackson, Pops, yeah. Right here in St. Louis.
Wow,
yeah.
You have anything coming up we need to know about?
Yeah, just his benefit concert.
Oh yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah, I heard about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we want everybody, yeah, come out. Did I say benefit next Wednesday? Next Wednesday.
Hello.
Yeah. Great call,
Sheldon. Right.
Yeah, and all of the proceeds, all the ticket sales, you know, are going to support, you know, Kids Rock Cancer.
Peter Martin, I saw something about you recently. You have the Peter Martin Music Live thing, so you've got some things planned. I know later in the year and into next year.
Yes. Yeah, for the first time we're going to do an official. Series. We have the dates all announced, which I can't even remember, but I think it starts in November, but it's as a package subscription over at the Sheldon, so I'm very excited. We're actually selling tickets for shows that we haven't even announced who's going to be on them.
Wow.
So it's a big leap of faith.
Blind
there.
Faith.
I'll be there.
Hey, listen,
I will be there.
Let's hear something from you.
Okay. This is a tune called The Unusual Suspects, and I originally wrote it about a group of musicians I used to work with in New Orleans, but it's really applicable to Aaron and Brian as well, because people always, you know, once, hopefully they're seeing me play with them, they say, oh, it's the usual suspects. I say, no, it's the unusual suspects.
Yes.
And that's Peter Martin on piano. Also here, Aaron Bodie and Brian Owens. You all sound great, as usual, and I can't wait to hear what the three of you do together.
Oh, well, thank you. It'll be a lot of fun, and this is a really special concert.
So let me go over the particulars quickly.
Yeah.
Wednesday, it's next Wednesday, 7:30 in the evening at the Sheldon. And all the proceeds, or a big part of the proceeds, I guess all the proceeds, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what is that, Wednesday or Thursday? What did you say that?
I said Wednesday, right?
Wednesday. So
Wednesday.
And it's 7:30, so don't be afraid, folks, talking about, oh, it's during the week, I can't come out. 7:30.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's perfect timing.
Go to stlpublicradio.org, the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link. Or you can call MetroTix for tickets, which is an easy thing to do, 534-1111, 534-1111. And again, Kids Rock Cancer is what it's all about. We want to thank you all for being here so much and look forward to your work wherever we see you. Brian Owens, Aaron Bodie, and Peter Martin, thanks again for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Next week on Cityscape, we're going to talk about Opera Theater St. Louis's opening productions and Shakespeare Festival St. Louis's 2013 production of Twelfth Night. Then Monday on St. Louis on the Air, Don Marsh and his guests will take a look at what was and wasn't accomplished during the session of the Missouri Legislature that ends today. Archive versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, engineered by Aaron Dorr, with production assistance from Spencer Reed and Hannah Durham. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you next week.